Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Niamh Curran, a reporter at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Handeya Maria, a joint venture between Kajami Corporations and eight other sponsors, reached financial close on a 65,595 million Japanese yen or 609 million US dollar syndicated loan to finance the first zone development of the Handeya Airport site in Japan on the 13th of March. The 1.6 billion Gasora Polash Urea Fertilization Project financing in Bangladesh is taking shape and set to mark the largest ECA-backed deal in the country to date. Madagascar Energy is very near to financial close on a £447 million refinancing of its 20% share of the 630-megawatt London Array offshore wind farm in the UK. Over in the commodity finance industry, Japanese bank MUFG sold off its $85 million loan to Glencore's Wiggins Island coal export terminal in Australia to a hedge fund on Wednesday at about 52 cents to the dollar, according to two sources. Malaysian palm oil producers will stop operations for the next 2 weeks to comply with government orders to contain the spread of the coronavirus. US independent oil producer ConocoPhillips on Wednesday said it is set to reduce the proposed spending, production and share buybacks for the year, seeking to prevent an oil price rout from turning into a pool of red ink. And oil prices have fallen for the third session, with US crude oil futures tumbling to a 17-year low as the outlook for fuel demand darkened with travel and social lockdowns triggered by the coronavirus epidemic. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, S&P Global Economics has signalled the US is entering recession and may already be in one amid the fallout of the coronavirus in a report.